If I can have our young disciples come forward. Good morning, Nick. All right. Good morning. That's right, there's a process, right? How's everybody doing today? Good? All right. Miss Becky says she's doing well. I think that's okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good to see you all this morning. I wanted to speak to you a little bit about what Miss Nancy had talked about this morning with our canned goods for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. And did you all see something different in church this morning? I mean, surely this didn't go without notice. Y'all saw that, right? That's gorgeous. And do you see all the different fruits that are on there? What kind of things do y'all see? I can't hear you. Yeah, Mike's having trouble hearing you in the back there, buddy. Pumpkins, apples. What in the wide world of sports is that? Squash? Yeah. And cotton? Peanuts? Onion? Yeah. There's so much. Yeah. And it just represents not only what we see in the fields that are besides the roads that we drive down every day, right? We have so much in our cupboards, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. And this is a time of year that we come together as a community of faith to share that what we have. And so that's the call for this morning in our conversation with Miss Nancy and with more especially the West Johnson Food Bank. This is a way for us, for you, Landon, for you, Nicholas, for you, Marley, to specifically reach out to someone who may be in need. Do y'all have a favorite Thanksgiving food? Pumpkin pie. Yeah, can't miss. What, Landon? A turkey. Yeah. Yeah, y'all can think about that and see in your mind's eye, if it's not on the table, it might not be Thanksgiving. There may be, you know, all the things, but we got to have that one green bean casserole, right, with the crusty things on top, you know, or something like that. But there are so many things that we can give. Yeah, deviled eggs. And so, see. Don't hate. So there are so many things that we can put on the table and so many things that are representative of things to be thankful for. Today we celebrate in the Eucharist. We break the bread and we pour and we drink from the cup. It's representative of being thankful for what God has done to us, for us, with us, in the gift of for what he has given us in Christ, his Son. So I encourage you all, as you're perhaps going to the fridge this week and bust it open after school and you think, man, I'm really going to dig into that Halloween candy. Think about what someone else might need and how you might reach out to somebody of your age, in your class, in your school, that may be in need this Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Will you pray with me? Oh, gracious one, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We're thankful. We're thank-filled. And we see this by the cornucopia display. We see this by the food and perhaps in our pantries and our shelves. Move within us to reach out to others. so that we can respond as you have asked us. In your Son's name we pray. Everybody says?
Amen.
Amen. Amen indeed.